Lesson 2, General Construction of the Piano, Something of Its Evolution and History. The piano of today is, unquestionably, the most perfect and consequently the most popular and beloved of all musical instruments. That enchanting queen of the home, whose place in the hearts of the family is as dear as though it could speak in words of joy and sorrow, sadness or consolation, soothing, animating, enrapturing, charming away the soul from its worldly weight of cares, and wafting it softly into the realm of celestial dreams. The untiring efforts of genius for over a century have succeeded in producing a musical instrument that falls little short of perfection. Yet other inventions and improvements are sure to come, for we are never content with good enough. The student of these lessons may, in his practice, discover defective mechanical action, and by his ingenuity, be able to improve it. He may likewise see where an improvement can be made in acoustic construction, where a better scale can be drawn, or where different and perhaps new materials may be used for the component parts of the instrument. The possibilities are numerous along these lines, and in addition to bestowing a favor upon the general public, the man who has the originality to produce something new places himself beyond want. The inevitable inference is that the piano is an evolution of the harp principle. This instrument was known centuries previous to the Christian era. From the best history obtainable, we learn that about 300 years ago, the first effort was made to interpose a mechanical contrivance between the performer and the strings whereby it would only be necessary to strike the keys to produce tone from the strings, thereby decreasing the difficulty in finding the strings and picking them with the fingers, and greatly increasing the possibilities in musical rendition. History gives credit to Italy for the first productions of this kind, about 1600 AD, when the faculty of music was beginning to manifest itself more boldly. Scientists saw that wonderful developments were possible, and we have reason to believe that experiments were made in England, France, Germany, and all civilized countries about this time, for the production of the instrument which we call in this day a pianoforte. At this time, communication between the different countries was, of course, slow and uncertain, and experiments of this kind were probably unknown outside of the immediate neighborhood in which they were tried. Therefore, much valuable and interesting history has not come